This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a lot that happens in an economy when home prices rise like they have been. Homeowners just feel like they've got more net worth. People regain equity in their homes that they lost during the crash. But the housing bust ain't entirely over. By some estimates, about 15% of mortgage holders are still underwater. That is, they owe more on their homes than the homes themselves are worth. That comes to a collective $400 billion across the economy. And there are relief programs those homeowners could turn to, but looking for help could mean an unexpected tax bill, as Kate Davidson reports.
Real estate broker Fernando Herboso thinks it's unfair that a law called the Mortgage Forgiveness Debt Relief Act expires this month. He remembers how hard it was for underwater borrowers before the law passed. As the market crashed, they were calling him, saying,
"Fernando, I'm having problems paying. I don't know what to do."
Soon he was helping his clients with short sales in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Let's say a client owed $300,000 on her home, but could only sell it for $200,000. He'd explain that in a short sale,
the bank then gives you an imaginary check for the other $100,000.
The lender forgives that mortgage debt.
Then the IRS sees that as an income. Somebody just gave you a check for $100,000, and you have to pay taxes for it.
In normal times, mortgage debt that's forgiven through short sale or loan modification is considered taxable income. But in late 2007, Congress recognized that people on the brink of foreclosure couldn't pay a hefty tax. So it passed the debt relief law, largely exempting canceled mortgage debt from taxation.
Early on, when this was passed, you could argue it simply wasn't a matter for individual households. It was a macroeconomic matter. We're at the point now where it's really not a macroeconomic matter.
Mark Calabria worked for the Senate Banking Committee when the act was passed. He's now at the Cato Institute. He says now that the worst is over, it's okay to let the law expire. He says we shouldn't create the wrong incentives.
You know, if you're underwriting somebody's losses on the housing market, then you're much more encouraging people to take risk in the housing market.
But David Stevens, head of the Mortgage Bankers Association, says parts of the country are still struggling.
And the problem with this is this will now create potentially an impediment for a borrower who could be offered a debt forgiveness program.
They'd get debt relief on the one hand and a tax bill in the other. Recent settlements with banks like JPMorgan Chase make more funds available to forgive mortgage debt. The question for Congress is whether taxing that help will force people to forgo it. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.